I believe, Krishna.
Nuts of nonsense. Okay, we're online. So now we're going to have tonight's reading of the Manik Shiksha. Verse 5. So, Omagana Tivadandasha, Yananjana Shlagaya Chakshur and Miritam Yenatas Mai Shigurve. Shamasakis join us in Krishna Nandini, Vrindavan Velasini. They're joining us. So, remember, we recite the verses to the tune of the Jagannath Ashtaka. Asachchesta Kashta Prada Vikat. Pashali viriha Rakaman kamadi prakatta patipati yatikaroe gale bodhvaneham iti vakabid vartamapagane kurutvam putkarana vatisa yutatvam manatita. So the translation is, while here on the revealed path of devotion, I have been attacked by the hideous gang of lust, etc., who have bound my neck with the troublesome, dreadful ropes of wicked deeds. I am being killed. Cry out piteously like this to the devotees of Sri Krishna, the destroyer of Baka. O mine, they will save you from these enemies. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Shlokartha, meaning of the verse, with different word-by-word meanings. Kamadi, Prakata, Pata, Pati, Vyatikarahai. Lust, etc. The gang of plunderers on the open road. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, false pride, and envy. These, of course, are the anarthas, are plunderers on the open road of one's spiritual life. These six muggers attack their victims forcefully upon meeting together. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, a clear explanation is given on this subject matter. While contemplating, second chapter. While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them, and from such attachment, lust develops, and from lust, anger arises. From anger, complete delusion arises, and from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost, and when intelligence is lost, one falls down again into the material pool. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan has explained the meaning of these two verses. Even for persons who have conquered their senses, if the mind is not fixed upon me, Krishna, then the mind again becomes unfavorable and irrepressible. The Lord says in these two verses in the Bhagavad Gita that when the sense objects such as sound, touch, etc. are meditated upon in order to attain gratification, then the yogi who thinks repeatedly about them develops a strong attachment to such sense objects. A strong desire in those objects is born. Due to such association with sense objects, a strong desire in those objects is born in the yogi's mind. If somehow the yogi is able to check the fulfillment of such strong desires, then the result is the generation of anger due to dissatisfaction, which burns the heart, thereby disturbing the yogi. From such disturbing anger comes bewilderment, which is nothing but a loss of discrimination about what should be done and what should be avoided. Due to loss of discriminatory power of the intelligence, the efforts of conquering the senses start faltering, and by such forgetfulness, the enthusiasm of the intelligence to gain knowledge of the self is lost. By such loss of intelligence, the yogi falls down. In other words, such a yogi again becomes absorbed in sense enjoyment and wanders in such enjoyment. The gist is that the weak mind, having taken shelter of the lust god, engages in such yogis in the service of its own objects. Therefore, my worship is prescribed for those who wish to fully conquer the mind. This is from the Gita Bhushana Bhasha. Then the next few words. Asat cheshta kashta prada vikata pasha. The troublesome, dreadful ropes of wicked deeds. The six enemies, lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy, have been previously explained. They create wicked deeds that are like a rope that ties up the neck of a living being and which causes pain and fear. The ropes are made of wicked deeds. And then the next few words. Bhagavid Vart Mapa Gane. Protectors of the path leading to the killer of the Baka demon. Baka Vid refers to Sri Krishna, the killer of the Baka demon. The demon Baka, crane, is the embodiment of duplicitous hypocrisy. Sri Krishna killed Baka by splitting his beak into two pieces. Vartma indicates following the devotional path, which brings about cultivation of love for Krishna. The suffix pa refers to the Vaishnavas, the devotees of Krishna, or the protectors and guardians of that devotional path. The conclusion is that one should cry desperately to the Vaishnavas for protection from all unwanted enemies such as lust, anger, greed, and all other anarthas. The merciful Vaishnavas will definitely provide protection upon hearing a living being's cries. The servants of Baka's killer, Krishna, can free us from the ropes of wicked deeds. To the saintly devotees of the Lord, headed by Pallad, Narada, Parashara, Pundarika, Vyasa, Ambarish, Shuka, Shonaka, Bhishma, Dvaivya, Dalvya, Rukmanaga, Gada, Uddhava, Vibhishan, and Arjuna, I offer my respectful obeisances. That's from the Pajavali. O Lord, your devotee sees the king of rivers as a handful of water, the sun as a firefly, Mount Meru, a clump of earth, the emperor of the world, a servant, a multitude of Chintamani jewels, simply pebbles, a valuable kalpavriksha tree, a mere stick, the entire world, a bunch of straw, and his own body, a burden only. That's from the Pajabali. Sri Madhava Sarasvati describes further, those whose eyes are blinded by the dust of the karma mimamsa philosophy cannot fix their hearts on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those whose intelligence is atrophied by illogical conclusions dictated by pride stay far away from the topics of Lord Hari. Those who seem to understand the Vedas but cannot become devotees of Lord Krishna do not actually understand the Vedas. They are like large ladles that distribute the sweetest nectar but cannot taste it themselves. The glories of the Devotees Association are explained when Hiranyakashipu speaks to Pallad about the importance of association in general. Just as a transparent crystal takes on the colors of nearby objects, the association of a person determines one's qualities. Therefore, the intelligent takes shelter in like-minded, similarly practicing groups for the sake of bringing auspiciousness and prosperity to their group. That's from the Hari Bhakti Shubhal Daya, quoted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The essence is that the impurities of the heart cannot be obliterated with yoga or fire sacrifices. Through the association of a Vaishnava who is free from pride, gradually those impurities will be removed. Association with great devotees makes our heart like a crystal gem reflect their qualities. And so that's the end of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary. Does anyone have any questions? About the anarthas, lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, fear, and taking shelter of the devotees, and, you know, three topics. With their first contemplating sense objects, steals away the mind, even of an intelligent person. I quote from the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Jayatoka Shabakum Sadhana Sangha Stesha Pajayate. And then the six enemies who bind the soul with their wicked deeds, the ropes that come from these wicked deeds of lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy. And then finally, take shelter of the devotees of the killer of Baka. That is devotees of Krishna. So, any questions or comments?
Please help.
What?
What means yoga sacrifice?
Huh?
There was the word yoga sacrifice.
Yeah.
What is this yoga sacrifice?
They're talking about a yogi, even if a yogi, Krishna consciousness. So.
This text about robbers in the form of six sanatas.
Yeah.
This, like, path of bhakti is like a royal road. And then even on the royal road, you have this.
Well, that's just talking about pravritti marg versus nivritti marg. So nivritti marg means to give up this world completely, and pravritti means to accept sense gratification in a regulated way. So Prabhupada said there's danger even on the royal path. Just like we have the sense gratification of eating prasadam, everyone here, you know, whether you're a brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa, doesn't matter. But Prabhupada said many stalwarts fall down in the name of what?
Mahaprasadam,
yeah. Wow. Because even if you eat too much of Mahaprasadam, it still will affect the other senses. Sweets. Like one eats to put too many sweets. A brahmachari should but generally be refrained from eating sweets maybe once a week or so.
Once a week. Eat when I'm offered.
Brahmachari should, especially brahmachari, brahmachari guru kule vasandanta gurorita. The system is the brahmachari can't eat, which he's not supposed to eat, unless the spiritual master calls him to eat. That's the Vedic system.
So how you do this at a distance?
How do we do it at a distance? Brahmachari guru kule. Brahmachari should live in the ashram of the spiritual master, vasandanta. He learns how to control his senses, done to become tame. Gororitam, work for the benefit of the spiritual master. Archyam Dasavan, he learns, first of all, behavior, good behavior. Dasavan means he's a servant, like Krishna's Bhagavan. So, Bhagavan. So, then there's also Dasavan, means full of service. And actually, these are the... This is actually a very important instruction from the Bhagavatam. Brahmachari, that's from Prahlad Maharaj's instructions. Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandanda Gurovitam Archyan Dasavan Diksho. So, many stalwarts have fallen down in the name of sweets.
So you said that...
Because if one eats too many sweets, then one will eventually have a very sweetheart and look for a sweetheart.
Even if you eat Vedic sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you have a Vedic sweetheart. Then you have a sweetheart. And then you'll be celebrating, instead of Janmasthami, you'll be celebrating Valentine's Day. All right. Any other questions? We got to see if anyone online has.
So it seems it's a very serious situation.
Neela Madhava, Shana Gopal is watching, Pushkara Ashka, Vrindavaneshwari.
What was that day? Some festival. I can't remember the day. So he said that Krishna used to kill 11 demons daily.
More than that. Krishna had unlimited demons.
So this would be like the main ones, right?
These are the main ones, yeah.
The most powerful.
I don't know if they're the most powerful, the main ones. They represent different anarthas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks in his works about how each demon represents different anarthas.
So how Bhakti represents, is some significance in this form that is connected to this hypocrisy or something. I mean, Krishna, I mean, how you say it?
Bifurcated his beaks.
Something double here.
I don't know. I don't know how to form, but that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says.
Yes, so the calculation is then if he's killing 11 demons daily, he He killed 44,000 demons during his Vrindavan festival.
He could kill more than that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's approximate.
Anyway, I'm not going to worry about it. So, any other questions? We should end tomorrow's Govardhan Puja. We want to
welcome everybody who's joining us online from all over Shamasaki. Very nice. All these nice devotees.
So we're in Govardhan right now, and we'll let you see all the devotees who are with us. These are the devotees who are with us. Just a small crew today because people are preparing for the Govardhan Puja of the Panavahari Temple. And tomorrow we'll have more people here. And of course, we're going to broadcast our Govardhan Puja program at the Panavahari Temple, which will occur beginning at 10 o'clock Indian Standard Time. And whatever time that is in Europe, it's probably that'll be like early in the morning. And it'll be late at night in the United States. And in Australia, it'll be a good time. It'll be like in the afternoon.
Yeah, sometime. 3 p.m.
3 p.m. in the afternoon, so 3:30 actually. So we invite you all to watch. Tune in tomorrow. All glories to